Before I actually got started recording an interview with Nate Hill for this story, I offhandedly mentioned an idea I had for a multimedia project. "Let's do it," he said, and he immediately started brainstorming how to make it work. "Let's blow this thing up," he told me. Before I knew it, we were talking about making an entire multimedia story lab on the fourth floor of the public library. We had only just met, and I was a little shocked by his confidence in a stranger. But later, he explained his philosophy to me.
It's about turning us into a yes culture. You know, all you have to do is say yes and give people the resources to start tinkering and playing with things.
When he says yes to people, he knows things might not pan out.
When things become community generated, it is all about how much commitment people actually bring to it, right? And so you have to know that when you invite people in to do whatever project, sometimes, you know, it's just they're not going to have time. Oh, they got a new job. It sort of fades or something like that. But if you don't put it out there, you don't get those total gems that, like, that change everything.
So. Hill himself could be one of those shakers. He came here last summer from the San Jose Public Library, where he was a web librarian. Before that, he spent 10 years working at the Brooklyn Public Library. He wants to see a fourth floor where people have tools to create things. Like they'd have access to software, meeting spaces, and actual physical tools to build things.
As we cease to be about access to media, which one way or another, you can get your hands on every music file, video file, and book file if you want to. There's a way to get at it. There's a great inequity in access to tools, and not everyone has access to software or power saws or anything else. So it's a great opportunity to sort of take and move away from knowledge consumption to knowledge creation.
To get up to the fourth floor, it does take a minute of climbing. Past the children's department, past the local history department, to a door with a keypad. Across from the door, there's an elevator I could have taken. Hill has already punched in the code, and he's waiting for me up here.
I guess everybody who comes in here is kind of like huffing and puffing.
The floor is just one huge room. At one end, there's an event space with chairs set up in rows and a couple of microphones at the front.
One of the walls is just covered in dry erase marker notes. So this is a brainstorming wall, it looks like.
Hill also just built a mobile three-walled station with a workbench where people will be able to build things. And there's a mini office with movable walls and a chalkboard where some local designers are working. The back fifth or so of the room is still very much a storage space.
It's like binoculars, tennis rackets, yarn, Christmas trees. I didn't even know they had this stuff in libraries.
The whole place still seems very empty, but on Wednesday evening last week, it was lively for a couple of hours. Two people who worked on Obama's re-election campaign, the lead developer and lead designer, gave a talk together about design and user experience.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for
the event was put on by the local chapter of the Professional Design Association, AIGA. And a new program called Creative Citizenship. Enoch Elwell is one of its organizers.
Creative citizenship is an idea that is going to be defined by what we make it in Chattanooga.
They want to connect creative citizens with local government.
So we're not just about, you know, get out and vote, you know, do your civic duty. It's so much more than that. It's being engaged in your community, knowing what's going on, providing your own resources to help, connecting other resources in town, going to neighborhood association meetings.
Hill says it's good to have events in the space.
With every event, we raise a little more awareness of the space, and we try to improve the space in some way, because obviously it's still pretty raw.
But eventually, Hill would like to see it as an open public space where people would have access to all different kinds of tools for media creation.
You know, we just recognize that if I threw a bunch of that up there right now, we don't have the capacity to support it. You know, it's sort of an organic, iterative growth process for us to get there.
Hill hopes the fourth floor will help change the way the library has traditionally been seen by the community.
You know, there's always been this sort of top-down thing with libraries, right? It's this, like, institution with all of this knowledge, and there's all these super smart people in there who can help you as if you don't know anything. And it's quite the opposite of that now, right? As we recognize that there's all kinds of knowledge and creativity and interesting stuff going on in the community. So we pull that in, and we use the library as a hub.
Hill has a different kind of top-down approach in mind for the library, where the energy and philosophy of the fourth floor will seep down to the other levels. And the whole public library will take on a new purpose. For WUTC, I'm Mary Helen Miller.